We had an interim analysis after 25 patients, and we were looking for a 40% pass CR rate, and the statistics are based on that. In order to continue, we needed 7 out of 25 patients had to have a pass CR rate, and that's basically right about where we are. So we may not make that cutoff. We'll need another 2 out of 2 pass CRs to make that cutoff to continue the trial. But in any case, there wasn't a dramatic improvement in pathologic complete response with the addition of bevacizumab to chemoradiation, which is actually what's been consistently reported. What does seem to be increased in some of these studies, including our own, is that there's less gross residual disease. So there's more patients with microscopic residual, about the same number of pathologic complete responses. What that means, I do not know, but I think that we still need to do more work combining targeted agents and maybe selectively using them in patients if we have some prognostic factors that emerge.
Is the study going to continue or you're not sure?
No, I think we're going to close it down because we have a replacement study that will be incorporating Tarceva, Avastin radiation. We're pretty convinced that we haven't seen dramatic differences in past CR. That was the primary endpoint. And so maybe the best endpoint would be microscopic and past CR in hindsight, but that would be a better endpoint. And I think our next trial will use that endpoint. That number should be around 40%, 20 microscopic, 20 past CR. We will use that as our next endpoint. What seems to be happening is that targeted agents are reducing the gross residual disease in these patients. And I think one thing that's missed on investigators that do neoadjuvant studies in rectal cancer is what the real benefits potentially are. In my mind, in the future, if we can get our response rates up high enough, then organ preservation becomes a reality. Even the surgeons will have to agree that if we get past CR rates around 50 to 70% and the rest with microscopic residual disease, that radical surgery and all of the morbidity that, you know, the impotence, the incontinence, the colostomies, the permanent bowel dysfunction are not going to be worth it anymore because the chemo radiation is getting that much better. So this concept is similar to the way we manage anal cancer now.
You mentioned that there were other studies that have looked at neoadjuvant bevacizumab and rectal cancer.
Yes, there's Chris Willett's study where he had 11 patients in the follow-up letter that was submitted to JCO, and they had 2 CRs and 8 microscopic residual and 1 gross residual. The other study is basically just from personal communication from Howard Safran, who describes similar results that I've seen. It's bevacizumab-based chemoradiation, the new adjuvant setting from Brown University. Hasn't been presented, but by personal communication, he's describing similar results. All 3 of those studies seem to be fairly consistent. I guess the bottom line is I'm not ready to say that this clearly is going to benefit a patient in any meaningful way, so we want to move on and try and do better correlative studies and add in targeted agents, and hopefully we'll find something that will enable us to select the targeted agent and tailor that to the patient.
So now you're talking about adding in Tarceva?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's interesting. So what's the schedule going to be?
It's going to be Tarceva given daily. It's an oral drug, and then bevacizumab will be given on day 1, and then capecitabine will be given Monday through Friday continuously without a week break.
Hmm. So the Tarceva is just daily right through the whole thing?
I believe it is.
What's the background for looking at Tarceva in this situation?
It's an EGFR inhibitor. EGFR inhibition has been associated with improved local control and overall survival in head and neck cancer. So we're just trying to block both pathways. We tried actually to get cetuximab and Avastin in the same trial, but that's a challenging thing to do with 2 different companies. We submitted an LOI to CTEP, and they weren't ready to approve that at that time. So obviously, since the same company owns both of those drugs, they're interested in seeing if there's any interaction. It could improve the response rate. So we're really blocking the VEGF axis and the EGFR axis and hoping that that's going to improve response rates further.
Do we know anything about erlotinib and rectal cancer?
Not much data at all, really, but there are very few studies. There's not much room for it to make inroads given the fact that cetuximab is already established and now panitumumab is established and approved. There are phase 2 studies in advanced disease in colon cancer, but it's unlikely they can be developed further because of the presence of cetuximab and all the data that are there and the trials that are ongoing even in first line with cetuximab now. So there isn't a lot of interest in pursuing Tarceva. So it sort of was decided upon based on practical reasons and just the scientific rationale using EGFR inhibition and VEGF inhibition together.